turn on the mic.
Good evening, everyone. I've got a full house. If anybody needs any sanitizer, we're keeping our social distancing in order as well. Glad you all are here. These are interesting times. Great to have Pastor Dieter Punt here with Holy Trinity Lutheran Church to give us our invocation. So, if you will, sir.
I think this is the smallest crowd I've ever seen. How was your day?
Wonderful.
You know, the stock market is down 2,300 points. Not so good for me. On Monday, I put all my money into stock. March is going to be terrible. NCAA was supposed to start. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's the only time I watch basketball. And in my Cubbies, I'm not going to have opening days either. Definitely interesting times. My word to you this evening comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15. This is the same words that we hear, or similar words that we hear in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It's the Great Commission. And he said to them, this is Jesus, go into the world and preach the good news to every creature. Communicating the game plan. Any good coach will have a plan for a specific game for a season. Every coach will have a plan on how to develop his team from starting to the end. I'm just thinking, and that came to mind this evening as I was watching the news before I came over, of all those coaches and their plans for a whole season, and now that's gone. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, it is devastating, and teams are disappointed, and people like myself are disappointed, and all that kind of stuff, but in the large spectrum of things, that really doesn't mean anything. You know, what do we do now? Where do we stand now? I mean, we are facing a global problem, and how do we rise up to that? I've got this little devotion book that I use many, many days of the week. It's Leadership Promise for Every Day by John Maxwell. Maybe some of you have heard about him. In this, he speaks of a coach, Paul Bryant. I didn't know him, but he speaks of him as an Alabama football coach and says, Paul had 5 points to explain and what he believes to be a good coach. 1, tell the players what you expect of them. 2, give players an opportunity to perform. 3, let players know how they're getting along. 4, instruct and empower players when they need it. And 5, reward players according to their contribution. That's where we are today, to communicate. And we've seen a lot of communications. My word to you tonight as leaders of our town, those who are charged with making decisions for the best of our community, help us understand what you do by communicating those words through the means that you have in order so that we may go alongside you in this plan that you set for the greater good of our town, our community, our state, and our country. Let us just pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence. We come as Christians, we come as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we come to do what you've told us, to go and share your news, your good news. I seek your blessing upon this council. I seek your blessing upon our mayor, the alderman, the police chief, our EMS, and our firefighters. I pray your protection and guidance upon each and every one, and especially on this meeting tonight. Lord, we also pray your protection upon us all as we face this crisis in our country and our world. Show us your way, Lord, and show us what is best in order to serve, for us to be able to serve not only you but one another. Bless us and help us understand this plan and this direction that you need us to go and how you would like us to live as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, bless this meeting tonight and especially those who are gathered here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Will you now join us as we recite our pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilman, you have in front of the agenda for tonight. Are there any adjustments I know there's one item on there, and I know we talked about it in the briefing. I don't know if we want to pull that item.
Which?
Item number 5.
6.
And 6, I think.
I think I think we could have it come up, and I believe there was some discussions in regards to setting up another date for the public hearing.
Yes.
And so if we could just leave that where it's at, and then at that particular time, because you saw what's in here, is make the motion to reschedule the meeting.
And I'd like to leave 6 on, Jim, you and I had a comment, Monday night. After I got home and thought about that conversation,
sir,
that I'd like to discuss with the council, concerning that, I'll get into the details.
All right.
Okay.
Any other adjustments? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Motion's made to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made to receive the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. Move on down to consent items. We've got a very light set of items here. It's 3 sets of minutes from the agenda briefing, closed session, regular meeting minutes from last month. Council, is there a motion to approve the consent items?
Make a motion that we approve, sir.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
Second.
Receives a second. Any other question or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. Next item, very significant, is our pending report, J.A.'s Tropical Library. We have our branch manager who is here. So welcome back.
Hello, good evening. So we're getting lots of questions. People are wondering if we're closed. We're not closed. We're open. We are not canceling anything for the time being. So until the county says otherwise, we have no plans on canceling any of our events. And I mean, just tonight we had almost 100 people in attendance at our Young Authors Night for, I think it was K-5. I could be wrong, but I think it was K-5. With Iredell Charter. So we will actually be having another event with them. I don't think it's going to be quite as big. She said she only had maybe a handful of students because it's 6th to 8th graders that will be coming to that one. But that one will be Tuesday, March 24th at 5:30. So it was pretty exciting. We got to talk about our partnership between Iredell Charter and us with Student Access and the courier service. We got to see some new faces that didn't even know there was a library in Troutman tonight. So we welcomed a lot of new patrons today. So that was really great for us. Some other things going on at our library coming up. I've got a St. Patrick's Day escape room for teens, so 11 and up, happening next Thursday at 4. The Friends of the Library will be having one of their road cleanups and a meeting on March 26th at 4. The road cleanups at 4:30, and then they will be having their meeting at 5:30. And then I'm starting a new program, Adult Crochet Club. And that'll take place on Monday, March 30th at 5. About a month or so ago, I did crochet with kids, and I had a lot of adults turn up for that. So it's a lot of grandparents showing up with their young grandchildren, and I think I was teaching more grandparents than children. So I asked if they would enjoy an adult version. So I'm going to do kids at 4 and then adults at 5, so it'll be like a 2-hour program for me. Just one thing that is changing with the library, our notification settings, we're doing away with phone call notifications, so we're trying to get the word out with that. Best notifications will be either via text message or email, so we just are trying to inform the public that phone calls that system just was not as reliable as email and text, so we want everybody to come up to the desk and update their notification settings. And the final thing I have is we will be setting up our Love Your Library tree in April this year. In the past we would do it in February to kind of go with Valentine's Day, but this year we're going to coincide it with National Library Week, which takes place at the end of April. So April 1st, we'll set that up, and then we'll have our requested donations on the tree. So if anybody wants to take something and donate it to us, that's when that will be taking place. That's all I've got, isn't
it? I think you'll be accepting sanitizer.
Yes. If there's any left on the shelves, you'll be donating homemade sanitizer.
That's right.
How do you turn that to a program?
For the library?
Thank you.
Good, thank you. The next item on our agenda, very important item, is a presentation recognition of Town of Troutman police officer. Turn it over to our chief.
I'm very pleased to introduce Officer Gina Cranford to the board and to the town. Gina has been hired as a part-time officer here at the police department. She's a native of Alexander County. She graduated from Alexander Central High School. She has over 25 and a half years of law enforcement experience. 10 of that was with the Taylorsville Police Department, where she served as an SRO, patrol, and a sergeant. And then 11 years with Iredell County Sheriff's Office, where she is still current full-time, and she is a sergeant of the SROs with the Sheriff's Department. She is the recipient of the South Iredell Crime Stoppers Bruce Carroll Officer of the Year Award last year. And she is also the recipient of a life-saving award, where she saved the life of a child at Lake Norman High School. She brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to our town, and I'm really excited to have her on board. So, Officer Gina Cranford.
Welcome, thank you. Hopefully you won't have to do any life saving here. Hopefully, sir, and I would shake your hand, however. Exactly. And I'd like to thank Chief for bringing me on as well, and you guys. So.
Great. Thank you so much. The next item on our agenda is public comment. Public is invited to address the town council with comments and concerns. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. Speakers are required to sign in at the podium and adhere to policy 51, titled policy governing comments from the public at town meeting. Anyone from the public wants to address the council? Basically, you need two people, so we might even extend your time.
This reminds me of some of those television shows now where they've got staff out there and being like, the audience there.
I think people are self quarantined. Okay, thank you so much. Next item is our business agenda. First item is number five, public hearing matters, non-contiguous annexation requests, Redwood Living rezone request, and UDO truck parking and maintenance and test.
You want me?
Mr. Prince, yeah?
Yeah, you have also my manager's report, probably a little bit about that. And as you know, we missed some advertising dates last go around. However, per the agenda briefing, we thought we'd leave this back on the agenda. And if tonight you all desire to have an earlier call meeting for all those items, you can make a motion to do so this evening. I think in the report there, the earliest possible based on the counting of the days would be March 30th, and then you can go from there. So, Mayor, Would entertain a motion from you all then about having a call meeting at March 30th, 31st, or whatever, and we could start the advertisement.
Jim,
yes, sir.
Question. You said March 30th now. We're talking 10 days.
10
yep.
business days. Okay. All right.
10 business. And I think on the rezoning, though, it's 10 business days, but then you have to advertise two successive weeks.
I see.
So there's that apple or
gotcha, you're right.
thing in there.
Thank you.
But that can knock it all out versus April the 9th or 10th.
Okay, so with that, is there suggested date? I am available on the 30th for council consideration. That's a Monday.
I'm flexible on the 30th and 31st.
Okay.
Time frame wise, PM?
Would that work better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm good on the 30th.
Okay. I'm good for either one of those days.
Okay, so what we say 5 o'clock on the 30th. Okay.
Would you like a motion?
I would like a motion.
Okay. I make a motion that we have staff advertise for a public hearing for these two items for to be held at 5 p.m. on Monday, March the 30th.
See what three items?
Three.
All three items.
All three items. I overlooked one, sorry.
Okay. Motion's on the floor that we advertise for a special meeting to address the three items under number 5, annexation, rezoning, and the tax amendment. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is made, received a second. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. Next item is item number 6, town fire department consolidation assessment proposal. Discussed at the dinner briefing, but sounds like there's more to come, so.
You want me, Bert?
Nobody.
Unexpectedly, I think, but we understand 100% the fire department decided to pass you on a letter saying that at this particular time they prefer that they work with the county and moving forward. As you all know, there has been a request from them since October to actually look at going to our municipal fire department. And we were moving along those lines with the Davenport presentation and at the retreat and just to do the financial analysis. So I think we all heard them, and I think there's this discussion about why don't we table that at this time. I'm going to bring up Council Member Hinkle's emails to me in regards to, you know, was there something else here that could help the department out that maybe doesn't look forward, you know, 3 years or do that? And yes, there was. I had a conversation with the Davenport people afterwards, after that, the next morning, you might say. And they're flexible either way. They understand also if they want to table this thing too. But yes, there are things such as, you know, the looking at in-town, out-of-town calls, helping with their inventory and things of that sort. I went ahead and approached, met with Wesley this week, and we had that conversation. And he wasn't against the conversation in that. He just felt that before he would say anything, he would like to talk it over with his board of directors and let us know. And I think that was just a day or two ago. And so I think what we're asking is maybe, and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you want to just table this whole scenario
and just let it sit? If I may just kind of add what
sure.
you said, what we're talking about is maybe a more narrowed,
yes.
As Jim alluded to, a more narrow study that would assist the chief and the board, management at the fire department, in dealing with the county to justify the amount of funding they feel like they need initially for this upcoming budget year and the subsequent budget year, and also help them in other managerial duties for the time being that they may engage in if and in the future if they do determine some future date they would like to again talk to us about a possible merger, become a municipal department in Troutman. So, and with that more narrow report would be obviously a less price mm-hmm. or a cheaper price I'll use the word cheaper, I say that, but less of a price than the $18,500 we're talking about. So that's kind of what Jim and I spoke of, and he was speaking with the chief, Chief Wesley, Chief Morris, about concerning that. So yeah, I agree. If Wesley at this time wants to discuss, and I appreciate that because you know we'd already done some things, and then they came back and stopped it. So I appreciate him wanting to make sure this time that we're not spinning our wheels. So I would, I would suggest we table that, and but keep that in the back of our minds. Be thinking about it. If Wesley does come back the next month or two, and does want to take us up on offer, that you know, we'd be able to discuss it and do so with maybe you having some thought concerning it in the meantime. So that's the reason we'll leave it on the agenda. But I will make the motion at this time to table it for the foreseeable future.
So the motion is on the floor to table item six for the foreseeable future. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made, received a second. Question or comment?
Is there a time period required with the table versus other ways of approaching this? And if so,
what answer?
You can table it for.
You can table indefinitely, which typically means you killed it. The other is just to remove it, from the agenda.
Yep. And I didn't want to necessarily do that.
Well, table would stay in the record, right, and then we could decide on a date to bring it forward.
If the chief, fire chief comes back and says, we want to take it, then we can bring it back.
Thank you.
As an active agenda item.
Any other question or comment? The only other thing that I would add to that, also, again, I agree if it comes back up that if there's some way it will help benefit the fire department to do it. I would also offer, again, as I said Monday, if we're to move forward with this, I think it needs to also benefit us. And I think there are some items that we need to have some clarity around what. So if there was a relationship, what would that look like? I think any of us really understand fully what it means to be or to have a municipal fire department. So I would want those items included in whatever that more narrow study.
Yeah, and to that point, Jim did mention that, and I didn't mean for it to sound like it was a one-way situation, but Jim did mention that it would have some elements in it as well for us to look at and to ponder at such time. Whatever, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, we may merge.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other question or comment? Okay. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. The ayes will be tabled. Next item on the agenda is item 7, Tallahassee Street property sale. 32.5 on statute 168, 269, negotiated offer, advertisement, and upset bid.
Sure. This has been a long process for getting rid of this piece of property, but if you did receive an offer. We did follow, you all did follow the statute, which we had. There was no upset bids during that period of time, and a 5% deposit was put down with the offer that was made to the town, and it was good. So at this particular time, it's up to council to actually accept that offer and move forward or reject it.
Thank you. Knowing that, is there a motion to accept the offer that's been presented?
I'll make that motion.
Motion is made to accept the offer. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made to receive a second. Any question or comment? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. We've disposed of that property. Next item is item 8. These are Western Sunset Engineering Services, wastewater plant, Mr. Freeman, any comment?
I was looking at the screen here. I'm not George, and I can't find it. But anyway, yes, I think we had the discussion during the agenda briefing, and there's an in your packet, there's a letter broken down in activities, and it also says in there, if you read, if it's underway or not underway, because that was a question that came up. Benji's worked on a number of those things. I think the development fees that are coming up, that's a no-brainer. It needs to be done. So the total cost of this thing comes a little over $38,000. Talk to Steve. You do have it in the utility fund, which a budget amendment would be necessary for. So, board, I think we're asking the for your consideration this evening to approve all of it, or if there's some concerns with any of it, you can pull out those sections and we can move forward.
So just to have a little bit, I think a little bit of difference here when we're working with West Consulting is they're on retainer, and so there are times when we ask Benji to do things, and we're at the time we're not going, okay, we need to write a contract before we do it, so we're asking them to do it in the moment, which is why some of it is, I think, ended up doctor has completed. So just a little bit of flavor around that.
Yeah, and I forgot. Thank you, Mayor. I think Steve sent out a copy of his retainer contract, which tells you that these things aren't listed in there.
So that being said, is there a motion to accept these services?
I'll make that motion that we accept these services, the overall cost of the services as broken down in his letter of March the 5th.
Second. Motion is made. Received a second. Any question or comment?
I think this is one of the most important things that we have going forward in this town, is to make sure that our water and sewer system is not only functioning properly on a day-to-day basis, but that we have, if we're looking out to the future and we're building and expanding our capacity to allow us to fulfill the requests and the needs that we know will be here based on the future growth of our town, both commercial and residential.
Well said. Any other question or comment? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
In opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. Takes us down to our next item, which is reports and comments from our staff. I'll start with council members first. Any comment?
One comment I'd just like to make is make sure people recognize with this thing with coronavirus going on, we may end up sometime, we'll have some employees out of work, but we do have a very good staff of people, and we need to be there to be supporting them if they need to be off sometime, or we're part of their family too. So we need not forget our own staff.
Other comments? Not to keep on the coronavirus piece, but I think clearly the governor has also provided some guidelines, so I would instruct the public to pay close attention to the North Carolina Public Health page and the governor's website, as well as lots of good information on the CDC website. And so just asking people to be diligent about things that we should already be doing, which is washing our hands and not touching our faces. That's, I think, one of the hardest things for people not to do, especially like me. But clearly, again, following just some real common sense things. So we are, through Jim and the staff, monitoring the issue for our town, looking at things and ways to make sure, to your point, Mr. Harris, how we support our staff during this time as well. So, I know we're talking about that, but it is interesting times, as I said earlier. So, we just need to be diligent and on top of how this thing kind of progresses. I would like to mention that the Citizen of the Year and Business of the Year, it's that time of the year again. The forms have been updated and are online as well as in the lobby. For the council members, we recognize at least one Citizen of the Year and one Business of the Year each year. You can nominate, and we accept nominations from the public as well. And so we'll take nominations through the end of March, March 31st, and council will make appointments in April. So we'll look through those, and at our April meeting, we'll make a decision on those two, and it actually will be presented in May. Now, I could be totally wrong about that process, but I think, okay, can we give me a nod? I got it right. Any questions about it, let me know. I will refer you to our clerk. All right, anything else?
A thought, going back to coronavirus and common sense things that we can all do to protect ourselves. If we don't currently have a link on our website, the town website, to those items that are common sense, perhaps we consider adding that link to the website and make sure it's updated. And hopefully we won't need it for very long.
Well, and quite honestly, you could probably just link to CDC. If you make a link to CDC, then that will give folks direct information.
Which site is it?
CDC. Or the Iredell County Health Department. We've been in, they've been sending us a lot of information.
That's what...
which is where they link to.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you for forwarding that information from the Health Director Henson to all of us and the staff.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll segue into that when it's my turn.
Just one thing I want to add, Mayor. When we say Business of the Year, that could include a nonprofit as well.
It could include a nonprofit as well. Absolutely. That's right. Comments, questions for the council?
My turn?
Your turn.
Well, I think you segued into the virus situation, and we've been trying, staff here has been in close contact with the county health department, county, and also the managers have been emailing about what each city is getting ready to do or not doing that. We try to keep you in the loop so you have copies of all that. Let you know that we have talked to staff, have emailed staff on that to start thinking about some things if it does come to that point without being an alarmist on that. These are things such as remote, if we have to do from home situation, if it comes down to a situation where we just can't deal with the public, is maybe we have to, there may be some closings. We'll see. We could work here or not. I know there was an example I gave to the police department about personal distance on some of the officers. So we are in that mode. But I also will say that I think that we're going to follow whatever the county and the rest of the communities are doing on this. So we're leaning heavily on what the health department says. So as that comes about, I think Kim just showed us this about the Iredell County Parks canceling some things and that. And so probably that's our next step here. And talk with Emily is that we need to start looking at big gatherings that we're sponsoring and endorsing and do something about that. So it's a fluid situation, and we'll just have to take it as it comes. But we'll keep you informed.
One more item, and you may want to just leave it alone, but do you want to give the audience and the press an update, just a general update on our manager search that we are continuing and whatever information or
you want me?
Yes.
Well, you going to do that?
We'll do this and we'll get it. Yes, you'll have it. Not a problem.
Just something general.
Yeah, the manager search committee has been very diligently. They've worked a lot. They work very closely with the COG. There's been a number of meetings, including today, on that. And what came out of it today is going with a process. They have identified, we can't name any of the candidates, but we've named five candidates, possibilities, in which we're contacting the COB to actually start the next phase of that process. And that phase is going to involve, of course, total interviews with the council and possibly an assessment with peers. And then bring that back to and see if that those candidates can't be narrowed down further for a more detailed discussion later on. That's very general of that. Moving along, just want to let you know about the Sanders Ridge. I think you saw that letter in that. It actually got their attention. He really got worried. We had some conversations about contacting the bonding company, so I think it's moving along fine now. They're still not finished, but they're on top of it. I just, for information, we talked about at the retreat a little bit before about Lytton Street. I know that's all the way down. I came across some potential funding from the federal side. If you ever get to that point, I'm not advocating, but there's a federal lobbyist who's got a lot of street money for us on the federal side when I was in Havelock, and those sources may be interested to take a look at as it comes down the line. You need to be aware that the we're working on some planning work proposals. One, it's required. I think George probably told you the UDO updates that's coming down the pipeline here. That has to happen by the end of the year, so we got a proposal from that. We also have a proposal to do some quasi-judicial training for the Board of Adjustment. And we're also just talking about, we having proposals and we're getting another proposal. And talk with ETJ is just some general discussions in regarding to look at the possibility of expanding our extraterritorial jurisdiction, knowing that this is a county. So, you know, if you get to that point, the county is going to have to relinquish control. But at least you can have some talk concerning that. So those activities are going on. If we can't afford them all this go around, they'll be put in your next upcoming budget process. But I think there's some funds to do that right now. Also, just it's getting heated. Actually, this is to Gary on that, the Sutter's Mill 2. There's attorneys contacting him about public records requests. There's the concerns really with the DOT on that and some stuff, so that's something to just be on the radar about. And the Statesville tap, the wastewater boundary with Statesville, I think you just got today for the committee some dates, and we're working together and what you're all going to get with Statesville and set up that meeting, have those discussions before the end of this month. And with that, Mayor, I think I've covered most everything, unless there's anything else.
Any questions for our manager? Takes us to the last item.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Wow.
Thank you all for coming.
I had a mind.
I'm sorry you didn't get to talk.
I call it.